June 15, 2013. Ski season begins. It's winter and snow has fallen in the mountains. Coronet Peak Ski Field in Queenstown opened last weekend and Mount Hutt near Christchurch opened today. However, the forecast for tomorrow and the next few days is for snow showers, so maybe there will be no skiing until the weather clears. Most ski areas, like the Remarkables in Queenstown and Cardrona in Wanaka, open next weekend. However, some ski areas are planning a later start to the ski season. Mount Ruapehu, in the centre of the North Island, has two popular ski fields, Whakapapa and Turoa. They plan to open at the end of the month. Many of the smaller club ski fields open early July. Of course, it depends on the weather and the amount of snow that falls in early winter. Mount Ruapehu has the highest ski field, 2,322 metres, and the longest vertical skiing area in Australasia. More than 60,000 young Australian skiers and snowboarders come to New Zealand during winter, mostly in July and August. Japanese skiers come here too because our winter is Japan's summer. The ski season is short. Usually by October, the snow is starting to melt and spring attracts skiers to other sports like surfing.